With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel says it's preparing to move Palestinians from combat zones to southern Gaza as plans move ahead for a key military offensive. Anxious families of hostages have called for a nationwide day of stoppage in Israel coming up Sunday to express their growing frustration over 22 months of the war. They fear the coming offensive further endangers the lives of the 50 hostages still remaining in Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington Monday, meeting with President Trump after the U.S. and Russian presidents left Alaska Friday without a deal.
After the U.S. and Russian leaders left Alaska without an agreement on Ukraine, Zelensky said he held a long and substantive conversation with Trump early Saturday, thanking him for an invitation to meet in person next week. Trump also held calls with European leaders and said that if it all works out, he'll then schedule another meeting with President Putin. Zelensky said he spoke to Trump one-on-one and then in a call with NATO leaders, in conversations lasting over 90 minutes. The group, including the head of the European Union, France, Germany, and the U.K., then released a joint statement saying they're ready to work towards a trilateral summit with European support. Zelensky last met Trump in the Oval Office in February. I'm Nayan Kim.
The Canadian government has forced Air Canada and the union representing flight attendants into arbitration after a work stoppage stranded more than 100,000 travelers around the world. After rapidly becoming a Category 5 hurricane, National Hurricane Center says Aaron has now weakened somewhat and is down to Cat 4. The storm was northwest of the island of Anguilla late Saturday night with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. It's not expected to hit the United States. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to youngsters in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Syria, Christians and other minority religious groups calling for the drafting of a new constitution that guarantees religious freedom. That declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities who are seeking to assert the rights of their communities in the country's evolving political framework that follows the fall of President Assad. This is SRN News. Guy Shiraki has written a new article. It's called The Seven Deadly Sins of the Left. He says it's one of the biggest is arrogance.
The people leading the party, the voices, it's arrogance. Listen to them. They believe that they know more about culture, science, morality, economy than anybody, not only today, ever.
Shiraki is a senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation and says all progressive values seem to be based on one fundamental assumption.
That all prior cultures were flawed. All prior cultures, all prior thought was lacking, especially if it's a Western civilization or North American theory. And they know more than anybody, and you can't debate it.
Guy Shiraki is a senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation. He was appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.